This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
I just checked. I mean, the Bill Belichick book isn't officially out till tomorrow. But that's why he's been initially in the public eye in the first place. He's trying to promote this book. And the book is The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football. And, you know, the rest is history with, obviously, the interview with CBS this morning and his girlfriend interjecting multiple times. And I don't know, Belichick just doesn't seem like he's in control. I want to talk about that little Celtics-Knicks with our good friend Andy Gresh. He joins us now in Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, my God. Everybody has this Belichick thing so wrong.
What's right so about wrong. What's the right take, hot take guy?
Okay, so you said that it feels like Belichick is losing control. Brian, it's the other way. When Bill Belichick walked into New England, right, he didn't have all the keys to the kingdom per se. But what he started to do was say, "This is how we're going to talk. This is how we, you know, talk about the team." Da da da. But he always had a PR guy, Stacey James, who does a great job, who has empowered all of these underlings to like yell at people for posting a video during practice, right? Because that's what really matters and stuff down there. So there's always been a PR guy, and there was always a dude with Bill Belichick. His name is Berge Najarian. It was like his dirty do-boy. Like if there was something that had to be done, Berge would deliver the message because Bill had all the power. Jordan is now in that role. So what Bill is doing is he's using her as the great deflector. And the great deflectors used to be these PR people who would say, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" They're just happy to have the gig, or it's the do boy who's right beside Bill, who knows everything that's going on, who would send messages to the media people or through media people or something like that. So, Brian, everybody thinks he's losing his mind. All he's done is put her in the role of all of these other people who were the great deflectors for Bill when he was in total control in New England.
Well, you can say that, but then they were better than she is at this then, because it's been a disaster.
Well, it's no different than a PR flack. Like, I remember when the whole Hartford Stadium thing was going down and the guy who had the surety bond pulled on him ended up coming into the studio. He didn't walk in alone. He walked in with a lawyer. So there's always someone there who is, like, able to deflect or say, "No, don't answer that." It's weird coming from a 24-year-old girl, and I don't even want to think about, like, the physical end of it. But this is Bill trying to reset up control of the situation, and she's just the bad girl or the bad guy in this instance. She's in the role of what Bears and others were doing with the Patriots.
Wait, so just assuming that that's true, which, I mean, obviously she's handling that work for him and this book, but it's not getting people to want to buy the book necessarily, and it's making him and her like caricatures that aren't, you know, like, I don't know, is people losing respect for him. I guess, like, to me, it's really bad, and I don't know if it's going to impact his ability to coach in North Carolina, but I think a lot of people are like, well, does he have it all together? And you're saying he's still on top of this and he likes this? Because I don't think Bill Belichick...
Yes!
I don't think so at all.
Brian, there's no way he did not set this up. And again, maybe this is some institutional knowledge because, like, I've caught hell before doing a show down there, and we talk about Revis covering Gronk in the red zone. The next day we'd go there for the show, and it would be like, hey, come here. And it would be one of the Belichick underlings. In this instance, it would be Jordan, who would be like, yeah, Bill needs to see you or something like that. And then it turns into, like, remember, how to report on practice was kind of invented by the Patriots because of Bill Belichick. He's always about control, Brian.
Right, but then it ended there. Like, the point is that he killed the story, or he got that guy out. Now he doesn't have control over all this horrible press that he's getting. I don't know. I just don't. I don't see it the same as you. And whether you have more institutional knowledge, I don't think he likes this. I think this is not good for him or his brand. And I'm curious if this could eventually tarnish the long term view of him. It's not like he's not getting into Canton, but I mean, I don't know. To me, this is kind of a joke.
He wouldn't be the first 72-year-old guy that's shacked up with a 24-year-old.
No.
And that's what a lot of people really don't like.
And a lot of people of men of any age, you know, would probably be like, want to do something
Thank
like that.
You.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
I mean, that's you got to say
but,
it.
But that's a big part of this too. If Jordan were 42. Versus 24 or whatever in the world it is, then I don't think this would be as distasteful. The thing about Bill Belichick is football is the easiest thing for that guy. When it comes to like coaching and teaching football, it's all this other stuff now. And then he wrote the book and, you know, people are going nuts. Oh, I didn't mention Kraft. Well, what was Kraft going to tell him about? How they ran the wing T in 1941 at Columbia? So, I don't know. It's open season on Bill. Here's the thing, Bri. Mm-hmm. Everyone who has hated this guy has had to wait for 25 years now. And now it's pig pile on the guy who's the greatest coach that ever lived. And, hey, it happens. People ripped Oprah.
Hey, where can we experience the epicness of Mr. Gresh?
Oh, hell, I don't know this week. I'm on. If there's a national network, I'm on it. How's
okay.
that? That's so probably... The easiest way to describe it.
You're working. Things are going. Good.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just because I am out there, I am totally fine, friend. Believe you me.
What do you think of the Celts Knicks? I mean, you know, Sir Roy's over here. He's a Knicks fan, and I hate them.
Well, he'll be disappointed in five games because the great unicorn that is Kristaps Porzingis, that's the guy that the Knicks can't match up against. And I think, Brian, of those regular season meetings, the one that Porzingis played in, which might have been the third game between the two teams during the regular season, when Porzingis played, it was like a 25-point blowout because the Knicks just don't have anybody to match up against that dude. Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's a good player. He's not a great player. He's not a superstar player. He's just in that role for them right now. I think it's at worst it's Celtics in six. I'm more worried about the Celtics being healthy than I am the Knicks getting in their way.
Boom. There you go. I agree with you. I think the Knicks are – they don't have the depth, and I don't even know if they have the top-end talent either.
Their other star is soft. Karl Anthony Towns is proven to be puppy poop sometimes.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Well, it's soft.
Yeah. No, it is soft. And if
I could have said it's as soft as John Silva's middle, but I love Silva. I wouldn't make fun of him like that.
No, but you just did. But it'll get back to him, too. Silva's a huge Gresh fan. People obviously know Gresh back in the day, working here with Joe D and everything like that. We appreciate the time, buddy. Hope you have an awesome day.
Anytime. Thank you, pal. I'm going to Vegas this week, so
Ooh.
Hopefully I survive.
Ooh. Where are you staying?
Believe it or not, we stay at the South Point, which is it's on the Strip, but it's down the Strip a little bit. It's like a locals casino. If you're smart, you can stay at a locals casino and figure out your trans, or you can stay on the Strip and get ripped off. So
yeah, that's like in Moneyball. You pay for soda because we want to keep all the money on the field. He wants to keep all his money on the tables, not in the bedroom.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I play Pie Gal. Lup, lup, baby. Here we go. I'll talk to you later.
See you, buddy. Andy Gress. The great Andy Gress joining us here on Brian and Company.